After what's happened recently in Christ Church, we're quite aware of how easy it is for things to be lost in a rather dramatic fashion, actually. So it's good that we're having this week what I would like to call Lost and Found Sunday. We have three stories that Jesus tells in response to the Pharisees, rejection, their disdain that he would eat with sinners. We have the story of a lost son, a lost sheep, and a lost coin, which are all followed up with great rejoicing once found. And we've heard them many, many times. How many of you stopped listening midway through the wonderful reading Nutty did today? You know the stories, you know how they come out, you've got them all figured out. And if you think it's bad for you, imagine what it's like for me after 30 years of trying to preach on them. Finding anything new is just unimaginable. So I tried to remember that when Jesus told these stories, he was trying to have an element of surprise. He was trying to express something radically different in how people saw things, how they saw the world. So I began to think about these parables and tried to see them in a new way. I tried to be surprised again. So I thought about what was lost and how they differed. The prodigal son, when he got lost, he didn't have to be sought. He came back on his own accord. And when the lamb got lost, I'm sure the lamb helped out the shepherd by bleating out so the shepherd could find him. On the other hand, the lost coin said nothing, cloaked in darkness. It occurred to me that because of my gender, I'm impeded by a Y chromosome. Finding anything is a challenge for me. Like the prodigal's father, I prefer to wait for the lost to find me. Well, if I can't have that, I'd rather what's lost call out to me. How many men here have called their mobile to find out where they left it? You know, it's kind of like asking the lost sheep to bleat. Well, failing that, I call on Lynette to find what is often right before my eyes. If I have heard, if it was a snake, it would have bit you. Once I've heard it 1,000 times. So perhaps because I am in awe of a woman's capacity to find what often eludes me, I found myself drawn to the story of the lost coin and what the woman who lost and then found it might have to say to me. I invite you to listen in to her reflections as she looks for her coin. As I went about finishing my evening chores, I heard it fall from the chain I keep it on with the 9 others that crown my forehead. It clinked and then rolled, immediately swallowed up in the darkness of the evening. I had to rein in my panic. Those 10 coins are mine. As a woman in a man's world, there is very little that is mine. As a woman, they are a statement of my worth. They say I have value. If one is lost, I am diminished. I am less whole. I feel like I have fallen like the coin. We all know some unpleasant, difficult stories about women who have fallen fallen women. Why is it no one talks of fallen men? Fallen women are at the bottom of the heap, forgotten, outrage unanswered and unheard, silenced, lost in the darkness, abandoned and vulnerable, condemned to passivity. Which of us women, I ask, have not experienced or feared the fate of the lost coin? How many of us still lie lost in the dark with it? As my panic subsides, I am subdued by the memory of other losses in my life. My life has been full of loss from the day of my birth. There have been lost opportunities, lost loved ones, lost health, a lost sense of a zest for life, and with it a deep inward joy and sense of purpose. At times, I've even lost a sense of myself. I shake myself from my reverie that leads only to a darker place than my coin has found. I must find that coin. I must begin the search without delay, carefully following the trail, the pain perhaps, the light of the inner voice perhaps, and be confident that I will find it. There is no alternative if I am to be complete again. Outwardly and inwardly. Inwardly and outwardly, I search my house diligently as I do my life situation and circumstance. I listen attentively for the clues to the whereabouts of what has been lost. Inwardly and outwardly, I know tender places can be signposts to places that throw light intellectually and psychologically on what we have lost, if I find the courage to go there. I know that we women do not divorce specific life circumstances from inward psychological and bodily experience. It is a dualism we do not accept. We do not divide the spirit. Through what surrounds us and the deep and directing wisdom of our intuition, we see reality. What we see tells us much has been lost and needs to be named if it is to be found. What has been lost is justice, the sharing of goods and gifts. What has been lost is the possibility of living peacefully together. What has been lost is the wisdom of opposite poles and their harmonious coordination in dark and light, male as well as female, above as well as below, heaven and earth. What has been lost is the harmony with the regularities of nature, astonishment at the miracle of the diversity of races and species, of the equal worth and distinctiveness of us women and men. What has been lost is the harmony of emotional and rational knowledge, of intuition and reason, spirit and flesh. What has been lost is the grateful acceptance of boundaries and finitude. What has been lost is the certainty of our oneness with all creation. What has been lost is living out the universal love that embodies and surrounds us. What has been lost, the Song of Songs tells us, is our beloved. So much has been lost. The situation seems hopeless. How am I to find any pathways here? How will I ever be equal? to the challenge of this crying lostness. I then remember from past experience that how I responded to the loss made all the difference. My response gave me direction. When I went freely and autonomously and courageously in search of restoring my wholeness, recovering my value, I discovered that strength flowed into me. It was a liberating strength, like lighting a lamp. It allowed me to look carefully ahead, to examine each step, to find the inner goal. I was able to go forth consciously and pragmatically to achieve that goal, like many women before me. Like the woman with the hemorrhage that never stopped, who touched the hem of Jesus in full awareness that it was forbidden, she demanded health, and her loss was restored to her. She knew life's rhythms and cycles could not be silenced by human law or prejudice. And the Syrophoenician woman, who used all her persistence and skill in argument until Jesus finally heard her, restoring her loss. She knew life is shaped by clear-minded determination and passion. And the widow who pestered the judge to claim that she had claim what she had lost until she received it. She knew a fulfilled life requires justice. And then the woman, who had always been loyal and remained so even when she knew for sure that everything was lost. He was dead and buried forever. This woman, who remained prostrate in her grief and loss until she heard his greeting, Mary. Her cry, Rabboni, confirmed her certainty that life is dying, life is transformation, and that nothing is lost. Nothing. As I listened to her ruminations while sweeping, moving furniture, peering into the crevices of her life, I know she will find the coin, and so she does. Picking up the shiny disc, she sees her face reflected back to her, and she rejoices, but not alone, with her friends and neighbors. Her joy is contagious. It overflows, inspires, and multiplies, moving others to find hope and courage to not give in to their sense of loss. They see the coin and recognize what seemed loss was there all the time. They look at her and see God, surprised to discover that God is more than a loving father welcoming back his prodigal, or Jesus the shepherd actively looking for the lamb. God is also a woman who does not let loss and defeat define her, only direct her forward. The divine feminine knows each of us are precious and will not stop encouraging us to search until we have found the coin of God's realm. She knows awaits only our discovery. With it in hand, we too will know wholeness and be certain of our worth.